I'd like now to welcome Jeff Thomas. He's Executive Director of Southwest Care Center here in Santa Fe. Diana McWilliams, the Executive Director of the Santa Fe Rape Crisis and Trauma Treatment Center. Sharon Asquith with La Familia Medical Center. And Michael Clark with the Tropic of Capricorn, who is going to be hosting a benefit to benefit all these organizations. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's start with you, Sharon. La Familia. That is a medical center that treats a lot of people here in Santa Fe.
We treat about close to 17,000 families. That includes adults and children through the whole Santa Fe County area.
And how do people hear about you? Who goes to you versus some other kind of doctor's office or clinic?
We treat everyone regardless of their ability to pay. So it's word of mouth that if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, we will treat you, no matter what the circumstances are. We have three facilities, one located on Alto Street downtown, another on the south side, and our third facility is healthcare for the homeless and an indigent population, which is located next to St. Elizabeth's shelter.
And so people hear about La Familia, they come in. Do some people have insurance, or really does it end up being all people who do not have any other way of getting medical treatment?
Actually, we have about 70% of our clients are insured. So it's a small population of 30%, but in actual numbers, it's quite large.
So how do you get funded? Insurance is only going to be a part of it.
We receive funding through various government entities, from the federal government, from the state, the county, the city. We also receive a lot of private foundation grants and individual donations.
And that, of course, is your job is rounding all of this up. What kind of challenges do the doctors have who work there? I've been there and taken people there at various times, and boy, they're busy. They're some busy people.
Our doctors are very busy, but one thing I would like to say is that even though we have a large population of patients who are uninsured, the health quality, the healthcare quality, and dental quality is exceptional. It's a beautiful facility. We receive it from the City of Santa Fe for $1 a year. It helps us give a great environment for health care. So our doctors actually have a wonderful environment to work, even though they're very busy.
The dental facility is something that probably people don't know about. Is that full service, including dental surgery and things like that?
It's full service, although we don't do a lot of surgery per se. We do some crown work and some other things, but not actual surgery. But we are expanding, and I think it's been in the newspaper, a bond was passed and a new facility, 9,000 square foot for our purposes, at the community college, and we'll be moving there in 2010, and we will then teach hygienists and dental health care workers. We will pull our two facilities, Southside and Alto, into that one main facility and actually become a teaching facility for the community.
Very interesting. A lot of your practitioners there are bilingual.
All of our practitioners.
Everybody.
Everybody, including all of our caseworkers and our staff that works the phones or greets the patients.
Caseworkers, is there a social services component to it?
There is, because when we have a sliding pay scale, and when we meet with the patients, our caseworkers determine whether they're eligible for county funds or any funds or Medicare or Medicaid, and they try to work with them to work into the system so that they can get adequate health care and it's reimbursable.
Sharon Asquith is with La Familia Medical Center. Jeff Thomas is Executive Director of the Southwest Care Center, and that is a facility that works with people living with HIV and AIDS.
That's right.
Tell us more about it. What kind of services do you provide?
Well, at Southwest Care Center, we have a wide range of services. We provide a comprehensive continuum of care that includes primary medical care, We do social support services. We've got a team of medical case managers who do much of the similar tasks that Sharon was just talking about. We have mental health professionals, licensed mental health professionals, who are there to do counseling around psychiatric issues. We have psychiatry on staff as well to do medical oversight of our mental health patients. We also do a lot of clinical research. We've been involved in a wide array of drug trials over the years.
Is that right?
Dr. Trevor Hawkins, our medical director, is actually world-renowned for his efforts in the field, both in terms of treatment as well as in research. We've got a great research staff that helps our patients have access to new treatments, life-saving treatments. In addition to that, we have a development department that does a lot of fundraising on the local level. And we, a lot of people don't know this, but our organization is the host of the Aid and Comfort Gala. That was
right.
a former agency in town that merged with us a few years back. And we're happy to be able to say we still throw the best party in Santa Fe. We also would like it to be known as the best fundraiser in Santa Fe, with all due respect to my
to
colleagues here at the table.
Everybody else here, including KSFR themselves. Everybody's always raising funds. Tell us about the status of medical research in AIDS and what kind of drugs are available. I mean, when AZT first came out, it was pretty harsh, but it saved a lot of people's lives. Then they've made them ever better and sort of more palatable in terms of people's responses to that set of drugs.
Since the mid-90s, there's been an incredible a rapid rate of development of new classes of medications now that are available to people. A lot of the older meds were very intolerable. People were very uncomfortable on them and had a hard time staying, you know, compliant with the regimen. Now we're able to manage side effects successfully. There are such a wide range of choices for the physician and the patient to select from that, you know, we're happy to say that almost every patient that we see that's on meds right now, we have about, well, we have well over 500 patients in care at the center. And of the people that are taking meds, it's about 90% of our patients. Of that group, 80% or more have an undetectable viral load, which is the ultimate aim of treatment.
So it's not a cure, but it really is a long-term treatment.
Yes, care for HIV and AIDS patients has really moved into a chronic care model. It has, thankfully, because of the medications, people are able to live, you know, fully functional and highly productive lives if they're, you know, well maintained.
Are there any holistic treatments that support the medical treatments that you're using at the center?
Well, a lot of our patients do, you know, get involved in other complementary and alternative medicines. We are not providing those services at the center. You know, certainly people are getting, you know, body work and acupuncture and working around supplements and, you know, oriental medicine. You know, our doctors are very open-minded to that and are able to, you know, accommodate people's lifestyles and choices.
It used to be that once HIV was discovered and AIDS and everything, and they were named, that insurance companies didn't want to insure anybody. And I remember being in my 20s and applying for insurance and finding one insurance company after another that would pay $1 million maximum if you had cancer and $10,000 if you had AIDS. Is it still like that?
No, thankfully it's not. And in fact, as Sharon was talking about the percentage of patients that they serve who are uninsured, we're fortunate in New Mexico because of the commitment to providing access to health coverage that almost 95% of our patients have some form of insurance or another, be it Medicaid, Medicare. A large number of our patients are covered by the New Mexico Medical Insurance Pool. It's a high-risk insurance pool. You know, for an HIV patient who couldn't otherwise get insured, New Mexico has that available to them. So, and they're, you know, fully covered. There's no cap on, you know, a lifetime benefit.
What about the stigma? That seems to be not as big a problem as it was in the 80s either.
Well, I think that, you know...
Maybe I'm wrong.
I think it depends on where you live, honestly. I mean, I think Santa Fe clearly is a community where, you know, lifestyles are you know, more easily accepted. I don't you know, we don't hear as much about stigma. There's still a little bit of concern about people disclosing their status, and we actually provide some group counseling services around how to effectively disclose your status.
Are people basically following, in general, safer sex techniques, condom use and so on? What is the infection rate like these days?
Well, regrettably, the infection rate is not really slowing down.
Really?
There are a lot of prevention programs out there, and what we have to believe is that, you know, the picture would be far worse were it not for the successes of those prevention programs. We certainly counsel our patients around, you know, safer sex practices because, you know, we want them to, you know, be responsible in the community. Unfortunately, we're seeing a large spike in the African-American community across the country. There's an interesting trend now, actually, in women over 50 who are finding themselves infected.
Right, they're not worried about pregnancy anymore. And
exactly. New Mexico, we're still considered a low incidence state compared to other parts of the country. So we're, if you can say, fortunate in that regard. I can tell you that since the beginning of this year, in the last 6 weeks, we've had well over 20 new patients come in for care.
Oh, boy. And the whole age range?
Yes, absolutely. We've got youth. We've got, folks over 50, young people.
We had a scientist here on this program from Los Alamos who was talking about how very difficult it is to get hold of and make a vaccine for the HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, and also how difficult it is to treat because there has not ever been a single case of somebody who has been cured. In other words, there has never been a successful immune response where the virus was destroyed.
Yeah, vaccine development has really been a problem, and I need to clarify, I'm not a physician nor a scientist,
right.
So I'm going out there now. But interestingly enough, there was a case recently reported in Germany of a gentleman who had a bone marrow transplant, and essentially they're claiming now that he has been cleared of the virus.
Really?
A very rare, extremely rare case, and they're tracking it very closely.
Jeff Thomas is executive director of the Southwest Care Center, and Diana McWilliams is the executive director of the Santa Fe Rape Crisis and Trauma Treatment Center. Welcome.
Thank you.
So this is you've just arrived in Santa Fe, is that right?
Absolutely. Yes, I'm from Wilmington, Delaware, and I was a state legislator in Delaware for 2 terms. So.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Very interesting. So you're moving from actually being an elected official to being part of a nonprofit. Those are the people who used to lobby you.
Right. Although I worked in nonprofits too for quite a long time in Delaware. So I'm back to doing really what my heart enjoys doing best. A lot of times, as a lot of legislators would probably understand and be able to, deal with, you deal with a lot of issues that you don't, that aren't close to your heart, like filling potholes and, paving roads and that sort of thing. So my heart is with serving folks and making sure that we're providing some really necessary services. And that's what drew me here. The Santa Fe Rape Crisis and Trauma Treatment Center really has this amazingly unique model. We are serving people in crisis within 24 hours, and that's the maximum time. It's usually less than that. When people come in our doors for our free services, they are immediately assessed for trauma, and that can be anything from feeling extremely overwhelmed and suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. We're seeing more of that even with the economic downturn as well. So it's not
is
just
that
violence.
Right? You're seeing economic post-traumatic stress syndrome?
Yeah, it's just where people are so overwhelmed. They may have gotten bad news about health, health situations with parents or children, or children are misbehaving from school or whatever the case may be. They're working two jobs, possibly partners or spouses, not doing well with their job, losing their job, and just all of a sudden feeling extraordinarily overwhelmed. So we definitely are seeing more folks come through our doors for that. So they're assessed for trauma and immediately when they walk through our doors. And then basically we also front load appointments so that they feel a sense of oh my gosh, there's hope, and I can develop some coping skills.
Front-load appointments mean you give them a lot of appointments.
Yes,
in a short
we're like,
amount of
okay,
time.
for the next week, we can see you three different times or whatever the case may be, and it really helps. We help them develop some coping skills immediately, so that and it's behavioral therapy, so that they can start feeling resiliency faster, and so it's not a long-term therapy model. Folks that think that they've been traumatized, like, oh, you're going to be in therapy for 30 years over this. That's not the case. We can help them develop some really good coping skills in the short run that can help them in the long run.
What are the differences between, both in the kind of trauma they suffer and in the treatment they get, between those who really recover and move on with their lives and those who are just gripped by the horror of whatever their trauma was?
That is a great point, and that is what we assess for, because you and I may experience something very similar and may have totally different responses to it. So we can't just assume just because someone's gone through a sexual violence experience, for example, that you're going to have, or I'm going to have, the exact same response, or even feel traumatized,
right,
during a certain period of time. So it's a matter of personal resiliency is really what we refer to it as, and we're helping people expand their resiliency, build that back up.
I would think age makes a difference. I mean, if God forbid, you're raped at 15, that's probably going to be different than if you're 35.
Well, again, it depends on your life experiences,
too.
And like your support group, folks that seem to have, a good support network of, family and friends do seem to do better. I think all of us in healthcare, see that type of model working really well. People that are more isolated, homeless, we've had veterans that come back from serving, having post-traumatic stress disorder just because of their their surroundings or lack of support, and we
try. Female veterans often have a double whammy because they sometimes have both war trauma and sexual abuse.
Exactly, and we do help female veterans as well. And it's true. It's it's a resiliency issue that's very individualized, and we assess that. Now, also, if there's a coping mechanism that's going on that's not healthy, such as substance abuse, we're actually going to refer also for them to get treatment for substance abuse as well, and possibly let them get treated for that first and then come back to us, because that certainly isn't going to help them develop individual resiliency if they have behaviors going on like that.
So are you having to make cultural adjustments from the East Coast to New Mexico?
A little bit, although my family and I had come out here on vacations a lot and come out west for just because we enjoy it so much. So we had bought a house in Santa Fe two and a half years ago, so we knew the culture out here, and I definitely loved just love it. Just enjoy the culture. The community just knows that issues that are really important, they really do pay attention to it, and I like that. People care.
Do you have any plans or missions to improve the center?
Sure. Well, I've been left with a wonderful footprint already.
The wonderful Barbara Goldman,
that's
who's
right.
Been on the show many times.
That's right. Barbara and the staff that are there are just phenomenal. So the other part that I didn't talk about is we do forensic interviewing. Our Safe House program that basically interviews children that have disclosed sexual abuse or that we've found out through law enforcement have been sexually molested. We absolutely have an interviewing process and have trained folks to do that. And it usually ends up in the child not even having to testify in court, which is a really great program. So we're looking at getting that fully accredited. Already we have Spanish-speaking interviewers, and we're the only center that has that from between Taos and Albuquerque. So we definitely want to make sure that we have that service available. Unfortunately, it's needed, but we certainly
right.
do it really well.
Diana McWilliams is Executive Director of the Santa Fe Rape Crisis and Trauma Treatment Center, and here sitting very quietly, Michael Clark, who runs the Tropic of Capricorn, which is a local business, and you were having an event there at noon on Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 28th of February, Share the Love auction benefit for all of these organizations. You're teaming up with Antiquarius Imports. why are you getting involved with this?
Well, being part of the community for me in particular and for Tropic of Capricorn is nothing new. We've been running benefits for nonprofits since we opened 7 years ago. I grew up with it in my family, helping the community. My family happens to be in the medical profession, lots of nurses. And my wife is a nurse at St. Vincent's. And so it comes natural, really, for me to share the wealth and, in this case, share the love.
And Tropic of Capricorn, just to let people know, what do you do up there? What's your normal business?
Oh, Tropic of Capricorn is a home and garden center. We specialize in plant materials, orchids, cacti, landscaping plants, tropicals. We're also huge in the gift department. And in the past year, we've moved into equine. So we're selling lots of horse products, handmade bridles, etc.
And what kind of things are going to be at the auction? Tell us a little bit about the upcoming event.
Well, the event is hosted by me at the store in conjunction with Antiquarius Imports. So the products that will be in the auction are mostly household goods, rugs, antiques, imported. Everything is really one-of-a-kind items. They're not mass-produced in the United States, so very interesting types of things. The other half of the spectrum is garden-oriented, so patio furniture, pottery, statuary.
And so all of this is on Saturday, the 28th of February, from noon on at the Tropic of Capricorn, which is... It's on Old Las Vegas Highway, right?
Right next door to Harry's Roadhouse on Old Las Vegas Highway.
Well, thank you, correct, Michael, and thanks to all of you for being with us here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to take a break right now. Linda Siegel will be with us in just a moment. Please stay tuned.